mood is a bit dampened because of the loss of some of our very, very senior colleagues that we lost in the air flight crash. And because of that, it has kind of changed the way we are normally upbeat about a conference like this one. However, we are still trying to use the opportunity to understand that these colleagues died coming to a conference to contribute to HIV, and therefore we should not let them down. We must keep the momentum, we must stay focused, we must stay committed.
What are some of the issues that you are hoping will come out of this conference, especially for Zimbabwe and the Southern Africa region where you are working?
Usually this kind of conference takes place once every 2 years, and the purpose is really for us to re-engage, to look at if there are any studies that have been done, is there any new information that is coming that we need to take and use in our program. And so normally when we come to this conference, we are really coming to learn and to hear if there is new information. One of the things that I can say that seems to be clear is the understanding that HIV is still with us. Even though it is declining in some countries, we still have a lot of countries experiencing new infections. But we also know from the last 2 years that really treatment works. And we know that we can make a difference by ensuring that people go on treatment. So one of the key things we are hoping can come out of this is a commitment, particularly from our own government, our own African government, to commit to ensuring that they sustain treatment programs with our own resources and not just through donor funding.
On the issue of government participation, is Zimbabwe represented at this conference, especially with the Minister of Health?
Yes, Zimbabwe is here very well represented. We have a very strong delegation of people from ministry, starting with the highest level, the Minister of Health, Dr. David Parvenyatwa, is here with his team. The head of NAC is also here. The head of HIV and TB is here. The head of PMTCET program, sexual reproductive health, all the key departments from the Zimbabwean government are represented here, including the civil society organization.
How important is it for the government to have such a big representation at such a conference, especially in the implementation of some of the programs that you're doing in Zimbabwe and in Southern Africa?
It is very, very important, not just as a learning point, but also as a place where Zimbabwe can share some of our successes. You know, Zimbabwe is one of the countries where HIV has been on the decline, and we have also done very well in terms of our mother-to-child transmission programs. So we are not only are we coming to learn to this program, but we are also bringing lessons and innovations that we have done in Zimbabwe that we hope other people can learn from. But also it was quite critical that we demonstrate the issue of leadership and accountability is a key message in this conference, because we are moving to a stage where HIV is becoming a normal disease in a country, and we need to demonstrate that our government, particularly through the Minister of Health, is ready to take on the challenge of addressing HIV with minimal external support.